This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's very sad and we are all shocked. We never thought this is going to happen anytime.
Not even one of these people right here or out there that be coming here. I don't think there's nobody want to be harmed to the United States because we love here. We are working people and we are a part of people who makes America always great.
Everybody has people, they're stuck in different countries because the war in Yemen, all the people that have cases, they went to different countries to go to the American embassy because we don't have American embassy in Yemen anymore. So now they cannot go back to Yemen. They cannot come to here.
Yemeni Americans react, shutting down hundreds of shops in New York City to protest the travel ban. Hey, everybody, that's just a snapshot or the buzz that's happening in the East Coast. A lot of reaction to that rally and protest over Trump's ban. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Justin Duckham joins us from Washington, D.C. Justin, so what was the reaction from the White House to this Yemeni protest? Anything?
Today's briefing was actually just a quick one. We only had about 18 minutes of an actual briefing. Something that's, usually a much longer process was cut very short today, so we did not necessarily get any robust response from the White House on this. But either way, we have, essentially been aware that the White House is, knowledgeable about what's going on. They are seeing the protests that are taking place. Whether or not they're going to be having an effect, that remains to be seen. We know, of course, over the weekend, we went almost the entire weekend before we saw any legitimate White House response to the outrage over the travel ban. So not necessarily a communications team that is, firing on all cylinders in terms of the crisis response mode.
One of the things that happened today with Trump is the big kind of pivot on Israel and this Israeli settlement, saying that the settlements aren't helpful to the peace process. So this is definitely something that's changed coming out of Washington. And the statement pretty much butts up against the longstanding bipartisan kind of approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I can only imagine what the true reaction was of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who announced, Justin, as you know, another 5,000 Israeli settlers in the West Bank on Thursday. So Sean Spicer, as you were saying, just very brief at the daily briefing, emphasized that the Middle East peace process remains unchanged. So what's going on beneath the surface here? What are people talking about in D.C.?
That's a good question. And, earlier tonight we got a statement from the White House on this issue, saying again, as you mentioned, that they don't necessarily see settlements as a way forward in the peace process, but also trying to clean up, I guess, some of the language that we saw earlier in the day, saying that they haven't really made a determination one way or another, that they're hoping to discuss it more with Netanyahu once they meet with him later this month for a planned visit that the two leaders are going to have. But on the face of it, it looks like this is largely sort of the U.S. policy position that we have had for quite some time, namely that we are not necessarily in favor of settlements. We push back against it. Israel, nevertheless, is usually moving forward, and there is usually some kind of pushback or, mild condemnation coming from the administration, but usually sort of a hands-off approach. So for all of these sort of bluster about taking things in a new direction and having, stronger relations and whatnot, on the policy front of things, it does not necessarily look like there really has been much of a change. Although, given how fluid this administration is and how they've sort of maneuvered around some of their positions previously, whether or not this is going to stick really remains to be seen.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's one of those possible ticking time bombs. Who knows? But we've been talking about peace in the Middle East and how do you settle it and what's the process and all that sort of stuff since before I was born and before you were born as well. In the meantime, I thought something that was interesting is I saw a picture of the Mexican leader and the Chinese leader. So because of Donald Trump's, you know, threats, Mexico apparently is looking to do trade with Europe and China and possibly reducing dependence on the U.S. market. Was anybody talking about this at all?
This hasn't gotten as much attention, but this certainly does show the fact that a lot of the language that Donald Trump has had is probably going to come with consequences. You know, he came into office saying that he is going to essentially rebuild respect for the U.S. across the globe, but then has gone down sort of a couple of, unorthodox paths, to put it lightly, wherein he's alienated a lot of people who have been allies to the U.S. for quite some time. Mexico, of course, is a major trading partner. They're obviously our neighbors, so there's a pretty close relationship there. Australia, as we talked about last night, who Trump, pushed back against in a phone call and, sort of gotten a tiff with, has also announced earlier today that they are apparently going to be seeking some sanctions against Russia, which has been widely viewed as, sort of a slant against Donald Trump. And just kind of shows that, these sort of alliances that are being made in the wake of the Trump presidency very well could be something that we could expect down the road, be it between, China and Mexico, or, with other people who we have considered to be our allies in the past, taking sort of more aggressive stances on, positions that the administration would be opposed to. So, with all of this, Donald Trump came out today and said at the pro breakfast, don't worry about the tough talk. Somebody needs to do tough talk. Don't worry about the leaks of these phone calls. But it does seem like something that people should be worried about, considering, you can't necessarily have a foreign policy where you just alienate everybody and expect nothing to really change. We're seeing these changes sort of take place in real time.
All right, last one for you. Betsy DeVos, 6:30 a.m. vote, over under on whether or not she gets confirmed. What do you think?
Right now it looks like it could very well be a 50-50 vote split, evenly between the Republicans and the Democrats. We saw Murkowski, we saw Collins coming out against it, and there is a possibility that Mike Pence may have to travel to the Capitol and cast a time vote. I was out with some White House people tonight, and they did say that, Pence would be wise to keep his schedule open in order to make that sort of trip across the Capitol at some point tomorrow morning. And, I hate giving the odds because I always end up looking down with somebody who thought that Hillary was going to win in a landslide. But I would not be surprised if we see, Pence required to make that trip.
So do you have to get up tomorrow morning and have some strong coffee in hand and run up there, or can you just wait for the news?
We have a congressional reporter now, so I get to sleep until at least 7, so I'm fantastic.
Awesome. Ellen moved you up in the pecking order. So you have moved up the ranks at Talk Media News, right?
Exactly.
All right. You have a great weekend. Finally, thanks, Justin. Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. Sweet. Thank you. So, as you heard Justin say, and I mentioned to him, 6:30 a.m., they're having that vote on the Hill for Betsy DeVos. Can't imagine, because you got the VP that can weigh in there. So no matter what it is, the defection setting up a potential 51-50 vote in the Senate to confirm DeVos, Vice President Pence would break the tie, period. So the White House has no concern, frankly, over this. Coming up, the Daily Salute. You want some good news? There is something awesome to celebrate. It's gonna blow you away. An unlikely wedding, but one I wish I could attend. Hang with us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For America tonight. Big shout out to my pals listening to us on KPAM in Portland, Oregon. Arnie, I got your note today. I said something the other night about playing golf and that I love going to the Northwest because it was incredibly green. And they let me tell you, if you can't go to Ireland, go up there and play golf, or just go up there. And I was talking about the wineries and stuff. It's beautiful, beautiful country. It really is. And it's eye-popping green. It's like somebody took a can of green paint and just threw it all over Portland. I mean, Portland and Seattle. That and all of Washington, because I know there's people listening to us in Washington. Same thing. Because I bopped between all those places in Washington, not every town, but a lot of those places in Washington, and the same thing with Oregon. All right, Daily Salute, you're going to love this, so check it out. Imagine one of our worst days in our history, not 9/11, but what happened at the Boston Marathon, the bombings in 2013. Mike Materia was a firefighter. He responded, and he helped Roseanne Sedoia. He didn't leave her side, put the tourniquet on, was worried about her. She was gravely injured, just hanging on by a thread. So he got her to the hospital, and she had to have one of her legs amputated right above the knee, and then she was doing that thing that you have to do where you are doing all the physical activity, you know, all of the therapy to try to learn how to deal with that phantom feeling and what so many have talked about, what they go through. And they just became fast friends, talked all the time. He came to see her constantly. And that friendship blossomed into something else. They got engaged. They're getting married. I love, love, love this story. And they just ran up the steps of the Empire State Building. It's a new challenge. I have a friend that actually did it, and it's to raise money. It was to raise money. It was just a few days ago for the Challenged Athletes Foundation. It's an organization that helped her in her recovery. You go up the steps to the observation deck. It's 1,576 steps. Pretty tough to do it, and she did it. He was there, same thing. And despite the injury and everything else that she had to go through, what a couple. They're getting married, and I think that's the daily salute. Good for him and good for her. So I think a round of applause for that. I love that story. Woohoo! Yeah. I mean, that's a milestone to go up the Empire State. I got to tell you, running up the Empire State Building steps, they'd have to give me oxygen. So they did it, and, you know, she talked to a lot of people and talked to, you know, media and other people that were up there and all that kind of stuff. And, gosh, I think it's great. You know, think about that. Riding to the hospital. He's riding to the hospital with her about 4 years ago, and then here they end up engaged, and they're getting married. I love, love, love that story. That's a good ending, because that was awful what happened to so many of those people in Boston. As we're kind of whipping around and doing sort of an odds and ends segment here, we start in Washington almost every single show and then kind of go around the loop as to what else is happening in the U.S. and what we're talking about. Frankly, one of the things that we're definitely talking about is the Super Bowl. We already did our nail the score. We'll see if anybody correctly guesses what the final score will be for the Super Bowl. And I've talked about it. To me, I wrote a book all about two books, one called Level the Playing Field, one Invade the Man Cave. And I talk a lot about pro football, the Hall of Fame, the players, and the fascination with the Super Bowl and the amount of food that we eat. And how about the amount of bets? This Super Bowl 51, they think you're going to see like 4.7 billion in bets. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that we'll see that. And then it's a question of the intrigue of what happens with Tom Brady and the Patriots. Does he get his fifth ring? And if the Patriots win, what happens? The confetti rains down on his head and Roger Goodell. And it's just that moment, because Tom Brady's father's been really vocal, just slamming Goodell, saying it's ridiculous, it's outrageous what happened, all that sort of stuff. And Tom Brady himself has kind of reeled it in when he's been asked about how he would feel. Would that be revenge and whatnot? He's not really focusing on that at this point. But I was looking at, just for grins, because I knew I was going to jump on the air, of course, tonight and talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. I was looking to see what some of the they call them prop bets, you know, so heads or tails, you know, who wins the coin toss, how many, you know, here's a popular bet. Who's the player to score the first touchdown of the game? So 8-1 odds. Is it Chris Hogan? Is it LeGarrette Blount? Who is it? You know, is it Edelman, et cetera, and down the list. And then one I also like is the over-under on how many minutes is it going to take for the national anthem? Under 2 minutes or longer than 2 minutes? And how about this one? Here's a fun one. I got to throw this at you. So LeBron James, King James, Cavaliers, of course, star. The total points, LeBron James' total points in the February 4th Cavs-Knicks game versus Matt Ryan completions, the quarterback for the Falcons, the line is a pick'em. Yeah, line is a pick'em. The bottom line is, and I said this when we were doing the nail score thing, I think we may have a close game on our hands, and one can only hope that it's a close game. And some of you are probably saying, you know what, I don't know, I'm not sure with this audience, because a lot of you will watch the Super Bowl, and even if you're not a big football fan or sports fan, you'll still be at some party, you'll be hanging out with people, because there's a gazillion parties in your neighborhood, or your buddies, or whatever, and you're just curious, or you just want to see people, so you'll probably end up at somebody's house, probably, right? And if not, then you won't pay any attention at all. Right? Who won? I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm sure I'll hear on America Tonight, you know, right? Because otherwise I'm not sure. But I think there are people that are going to be paying attention. Obviously, I will be paying attention. I would pay attention anyway, because it's too big of a day. And I would be paying attention to what was happening there. I just would be. One of the things that we've talked about a lot, and you can all relate, I think, in pockets of where you're hearing the show, is sanctuary cities. And what some of the mayors are saying who have sanctuary cities, like in Phoenix, Mayor Greg Stanton, the latest to come out, he was responding on Thursday to people saying to, you know, calling for the city to defy the state law on immigration issues. He responded in a statement to a citizen petition that was presented to the city council asking to change Phoenix Police Department policy and stop cooperating with the feds on immigration enforcement, because there's no exact definition of a sanctuary city, but we know what it is. Local activists say it requires ending a department policy requiring immigration enforcement. So Stanton said that, you know, they'll obviously look at the petition, and they aren't behind the petition. The council is going to respond on February 15th. How's it going to look on the agenda? What will the councilman do? This is going to be one to watch, because I think that other people will be paying attention to what's happening in Phoenix. Stanton, by the way, is against the Trump administration deportation plans. Numbers we can count coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you.
Hey, coming up, we're going to do We Can Count with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, because I always say, look around, people, there is numbers everywhere. I just gave you some numbers when we were talking about the whole prop betting thing with the Super Bowl when I mentioned that, which, by the way, my guess was 38-34 Patriots winning this thing, and that's, some people think that might be a little bit high, that the defenses are going to be that good. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure, as it always is to me. The big game, it's either a flop. It to me, it either goes one way or the other. Seriously, there's no in-between usually. Either it's a sucky, crummy game, right, and the dip is more important, and whatever it is else you're serving, or it's an incredibly exciting game. Let's go out to Dan in Texas before we hit the numbers. Hey, Dan.
Hello, baby. I would like to give a shout-out to Sally, telling her right on, I listened to her, and to Izzy, night before last, I have a joke for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. A Democratic teacher was talking to the children about the upcoming election, and she said, how many of you are fans of our current president, Barack Obama. And all the hands went up because they wanted to get in good with the teacher, except little Johnny. And little Johnny didn't raise his hand. She says, Johnny, how come you didn't raise your hand? He says, well, I don't support Barack Obama. I support Donald Trump like my mommy and my daddy. And she says, well, if your mama was a moron and your daddy an idiot, what would that make you? He says, well, that would make me a Barack Obama fan just like you.
You're terrible. Did you make that up or did someone tell you that?
No, I have a religious friend, and she sends me reams of jokes, and I put them on your show to get you tickled.
I think they're very clever, so I appreciate that.
Now, from my political point of view, all these little Yemeni protests, Muslim protests, here's the message, guys. This is for all of you out there. We don't want you here. We don't want you to try to do to us what you're trying to do to Europe. We don't want you here. We don't want your wives here, your kids here. We don't want you here. This is America. It was founded for people that believed in religious freedom. Yours is not a religion. It is a murderous sect. And it has been since the time that Muhammad put it together, the little pedophile that he was. We do not want you here. Get the hell out and give us back our country. That's all from me.
Dan, have a good weekend. Hard right turn. You know, Yemen, we've talked about with Jeff Atticott before, terrorism expert. He's coming back on in the next couple of weeks. It is very scary what happens in Yemen. There's no denying that. We lost many good CIA officers in Yemen, if you remember. And unfortunately, if you were going to look at a place where the activity has ratcheted up, hey, there's no question. We've had former CIA people on besides Jeff Atticott to tell us, to look at the hotspots, to say, well, what's really happening there? And what does that mean for other countries? And where are we tracing back some of this? And I mean, you know, it's like I was reading about, and we know this, right? There's like the girl, I think she was 10 or 11, where she left. She made huge headlines because her family was forcing her into an arranged marriage, and she got out of it. Despite, you know, being worried that she was going to be killed and everything else at 11, 12 years old. So we know some of the horrific stories. There's no question about it. But, of course, the problem is blanketing people. So somebody could say, well, your family came from Ireland, and remember when the Irish first came over, and there were some brutal Irish people, and remember what happened in New York, and, I mean, you know, you all get this. There's the horrible, awful scumbags who are frightening and who we don't want anything to do with, and then, of course, there's the innocents, and therein lies so many of the problems, like this argument over sanctuary cities. So what do you do? It's like I said about the mayor of Phoenix, Stanton. He's spoken against deportation plans and says he's not going to participate in the that's where he stands. He says he's spoken against the deportation plans. I want to make sure that's clear so that you're not confused. And that he's not going to participate in what they call 287G, that's the program, to deputize local police to help federal immigration enforcement through agreements with agencies and jails. But can Phoenix be a sanctuary city as dictated by state law? What about federal law, the clash over that? That's a whole nother story. On that note, let's turn to the numbers, and we can count. Job, Lowe's says, come on in. They're going to hire 45,000 45,000 seasonal workers, they say. And by that, they mean, think of the products, think of what people are getting and what time of year you get more people that are coming in to buy things. They say there's a chance that some of the temporary positions could become permanent. Last year, almost 50% of Lowe's seasonal staff went on to become part or full-time employees. They say that's, well, it is pretty good news because of a lot of the store closings and layoffs. Think of Macy's and American Apparel. So they were going to lay people off and whatnot. So perhaps that gives people a chance to jump into another job, whether it's Lowe's or something else. But 45,000 seasonal, that's good. So at least there's some movement out there. And there's Lowe's everywhere. I see as many Lowe's now as I do, and I could be wrong in overall in measuring those numbers, but there's a lot of Lowe's, just like Home Depot. It's a huge box store, you know, without a doubt. All right, how about this? When we talk about numbers, this is kind of a shocking story that I read the other day with all of us talking about the ban on travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries. There's a bizarre irony to something that we hold pretty dear to our hearts, at least many of us. I grew up not too far, frankly, from the Statue of Liberty initially until we moved down to Philly. But Statue of Liberty is like our symbol of freedom, right, and diversity and all that kind of stuff. So how about this? The statue's designer was enamored with Egyptian pyramids and monumental sculpture. So according to a historian, Edward Berenson, in the 1860s, there's your number, Bartholdi decided to build a monument to commemorate the opening of Egypt's Suez Canal. And that monument was going to be a woman in the southern opening of the canal holding a torch over her head. And that woman was dressed in Arab peasant garb. But when the ruler of Egypt went bankrupt, the colossal Suez sculpture project was ixnayed. So they, you know, no way. A couple of years earlier, Bartholdi and his friends decided they were going to give a gift to the United States that was going to celebrate the centennial of the American Revolution. So he thought, I have a great idea. I can reuse the image but change it to fit the American Revolution. So he changed the woman that was originally dressed in Arab garb into a Greco-Roman goddess of liberty. And the Statue of Liberty we know today was born. But the face and the model of all of that was the Egyptian model, was the Arab peasant model. Just saying, I had no clue. I know a lot about the Statue of Liberty. Somebody dug that story up. So remember this, it was a copper statue by this French sculptor that I just mentioned, and it was dedicated in 1886, the Statue of Liberty. And the rest is history. Interesting history, as they say. All right, we move from that story to this story. And I think this is pretty interesting, actually. And it has to do with this lost continent found under the Indian Ocean, right? So people talk about Atlantis all the time, but forget that whole idea. Scientists have evidence that there was a lost continent under the Indian Ocean island nation of Mauritius, according to a new study. The continent, which geologists say formed part of a present-day Madagascar and India, is what, you know, what it is. The rest of the continent probably sank beneath the sea 84 million years ago. They're studying the breakup process of the continents in order to understand the history, but they think that's likely what happened there. Wow. Stay with us.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Our nation has the most generous immigration system in the world. But these are those, and there are those, that would exploit that generosity to undermine the values that we hold so dear.
That was Donald Trump at a national prayer breakfast. It happens every single year. And this is more of the comments, obviously, as you heard, about immigration. Of everything that we've talked about, and Donald Trump ran on this, this really was the top issue for him. Immigration is flat out, the last couple of weeks especially, the buzz in the land. You heard me mention sanctuary cities, pro and cons, people who were against and for and all of that stuff in between. So the bottom line is it's a big switch and we'll see where that all ends up. And trust me, the buzz, the conversation, all of that will continue. By the way, you can always let your two cents flow by hitting me up at the mailbagamericatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. You are in just like that. Couple of interesting health notes. You know, we do segments here every once in a while, a couple of times a month, called For Your Health. And I was just reading this as somebody who used to be around people who chewed tobacco. And it didn't bother me. Of course, you're chewing tobacco. It's chewing tobacco. But then there was the big push to get baseball players to stop chewing tobacco because they were saying it was causing cancer and it was just as dangerous as smoking. So I happened to see this interesting story that Altaria had to recall the smokeless tobacco products that they were pushing. And the smokeless tobacco products, what was happening here has nothing to do with what I was mentioning before that, except for that some people who were chewing tobacco went to those products. And the consumers that got this particular brand complained of metal objects in the cans. So the Virginia company had to do a recall, and it included Copenhagen Skull, Cope, Husky, and the complaints said that these were sharp metal objects that were visible when you opened the can. So now they got to go and look, where's the facility? Where was it shipped from? Because 8 complaints is a lot. And from different parts of the country, Indiana and Texas and North Carolina. Ever run a plant? Ever be the guy in charge of quality control and get that kind of phone call? Whew, that's not a good phone call. At least no injuries or health concerns at this point with that. But that means they just got to remove all the products from the shelves. They got to just take them. They got to take them all off. And they're even just telling people who bought them, don't open it, don't use it. Contact the company, return it, get a refund. Now, the FDA said adverse reactions or quality problems can be reported to their, of course, tobacco product safety portal, which they have one, apparently. But imagine ripping open that can, and then you get that shard that's right there. And when I'm saying that you had 8 different places, yeah, that's never, never, ever, ever good. And then, while I was reading that story, I went on to find something else that I thought was not surprising to me. I've seen these laundry packets, and I actually think they're kind of clever. You know what I'm talking about? I know some of you do laundry, right? Do you? And there's different ways to do it. So, for a second, we're going to talk about laundry, where you either have all the goopy stuff, you know, like Cheer or whatever it is, the liquid, or else you have the powder, which I don't like the powder personally to me. Why? Because somehow it always ends up gunking up the clothes. In my case, I've seen that. And maybe it just needs to be mixed in better, whatever. It's not a lecture on how are you doing your wash. But it's interesting being in that, I think people being in that business trying to repackage, reinvent, come up with something clever, fast, better, all that stuff. So from 2012 to 2015, the number of chemical burns to the eyes, they say, linked to laundry detergent packets went up 30 times more among young kids. They say that those that were 3 and 4 year olds especially got burns, like 1,200 of them. And this was something that was reported in the medical journal JAMA. And it's the single dose detergent packs. So the laundry packets or pods that went on the mass market in 2012, that's what was hitting the people, or the kids, you know that. So the liquid detergent, which I thought was clever because, just throw that pod in so you don't have that sticking to the clothes, you know, whatever. But apparently the packets break, so kids are curious, they get into it. Could squirt into your eyes, get onto their hands, rub their eyes, that whole thing. Because the packets would attract them. They almost look like candy or something else because of the color of it. And the detergent in the pods would be pretty strong, so they would have chemicals, and that blurting into your eye would not be good. And what they're saying is it doesn't heal very well. So if you scar yourself, get a burn with the detergent packet chemicals, there's a higher risk of long-term vision impairment. Ooh, not good. I guarantee whoever came up with this, the clever idea of it, because I think it is clever, and I think I've used it a few times, they were not thinking, oh, concentrated chemicals, looks good in this packaging, kids could get into it, oh, burning their corneas. They probably tested everything else, were not thinking young kids that this was going to cause a problem. And, of course, what do you say? Store the detergent properly, but kids are kids, and they can get into it. So Procter & Gamble, they make Gain, Tide, all that kind of stuff, and the detergent pods. So they, what do? Because they have all this money invested in it, and people like it, and they're selling it. They launch ad campaigns to just raise the awareness of what happens. And they made the packaging more difficult for small kids to open. And I guess other companies have done the same thing. So just they're saying keep the pods out of the way. But I still think with kids, you know, you can't just say, well, lock it up. It would have to be what locked up. It's not going to be locked up. But isn't it interesting when they invented that product guarantee, they would not have thought, oh, kids will get into this. This will be dangerous. It would have probably been the opposite. They're not going to unscrew the lid. Oh, childproof. It already is childproof, isn't it? It's probably fine. Doesn't matter. It's, you know, it's not going to be a problem. Blah, blah, blah. On and on and, you know, on. And then finally we end with this. If you have kids, grandkids, or maybe you're just technically savvy, Snapchat. Snapchat filed for a $3 billion IPO. It is so huge with kids. At Christmas time, when I was with family members, young kids, they were doing Snapchat with me, and it was hilarious. I have to say, I do not do it, but it was pretty funny. It just goes away. So Snap Inc., the parent company of Snapchat, filed the paperwork to raise the $3 billion. And the tech company is only going to sell non-voting shares when it goes public. It'll list on the New York Stock Exchange under, of course, a ticker signal that's pretty easy to, or call sign. I call it a call sign. Pretty easy to remember. The symbol would be SNAP. And they've got 158 million daily users. 2.5 billion snaps are created every day. Wow. You got to think at some point, does that plateau? It launched in 2011. I don't know. It is pretty funny. It is pretty funny because they put funny faces. You hold it up and then you look like a cat or whatnot. That's pretty much the gist of Snapchat. Thank you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.